This is the PieCast, Good Food's weekly podcast all about pie. I'm KCRW DJ Eric J. Lawrence, pitch hitting for Evan Kleiman this week. I'm talking with Adam Richman of the show Man vs. Food Nation on the Travel Channel. Adam, so what is your relationship to pie?
We're dating now. We're not really seeing other people, but we really do care about each other a great deal. And I'm taking home to meet my parents. No, I love pie. I think that pie is one of those things that's kind of remarkable. It can be savory. It can be sweet. And it's very much part of the DNA of whatever region it comes out of. So I just filmed in the Florida Keys, and key lime pie is inexorably connected with that. And you go a little further into the American South and you find, you know, key lime, shoe fly, chess pie. You have apple pies, cherry pies in Virginia, pumpkin pies around Thanksgiving. I guess I find that pie is, you know, it really is. It is the confection equivalent of the double helix of whatever the culinary DNA is of where it's being served. And it's truly one of those comfort foods, dessert-wise, that is so universal and so universally appreciated that you pretty much cannot go wrong serving it. And it's the type of dish that a restaurant can stake its claim on. Like, they can make a good chocolate pudding and you may or may not hear about it, but if a place makes a good apple pie or a good pumpkin pie, then it's going to become the stuff of legend.
Do you think you can cite the best pie that you've ever eaten?
Best pie I've ever eaten. You know, we filmed at a place, it was our very first episode of season two of Man vs. Food, called Yoder's in Sarasota, Florida. And it is run by a one-time Amish, now Mennonite family. And Amanda Yoder herself makes these pies, and they don't have more than seven ingredients each. And I mean, the butterscotch pie is incredible there. The peanut butter pie there is incredible. So I would say, in terms of a pie restaurant, however, there is a restaurant in Miami, Florida called Joe's Stone Crab, iconic restaurant to be sure. Their key lime pie rightfully was selected to represent Florida's key lime pie. And it is a thing of abject beauty and wonder.
And finally, through all of your travels and especially all of your competitive events that you've been to, have you encountered any particular weird or bizarre pies that you can cite?
I must have. I mean, I've had chess pies. You know, one of the things that's actually very interesting, Yoder's pies in Sarasota, they have key lime pie, but then they have a Yoder lime pie, which is something, it's their hit on it. And I find it's ironically enough, in Key West, I went to a place called Blue Heaven where we filmed, and here they are in the Keys, and yet they do it with a meringue. So I find that despite the fact that key lime pie is just ostensibly a key lime custard in a pie crust, that this very simple, very cool little pie has so many different variations on it is pretty remarkable.
And I have to ask, how much pie have you consumed in one sitting?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not a sweet guy, to be honest. I'm much more of a savory fella. So I'm going to say a piece.
That sounds
like I'm not. I it's very surprising and probably slightly disappointing an answer. But, you know, pizza pie, however, game on.
Well, thank you, Adam. That was Adam Richman of the show Man vs. Food Nation on the Travel Channel.